Local health officials have been increasingly worried about heroin laced with fentanyl. It's a deadly painkiller that's fueled the increase in overdose deaths in Ohio and around the country. Now, prosecutors say they're seeing an increase in cocaine laced with fentanyl as well. WOSU's Abby Vasulis reports.
Jordan is a lot like many of his college classmates. He does well in school, has a part-time internship, and a solid group of friends. He also uses cocaine. WOSU agreed to not use Jordan's last name because he uses illegal drugs. He and his friends occasionally use cocaine in combination with alcohol, but none of them carry naloxone in case of exposure to fentanyl. Jordan says he doesn't know what he'd do in the event of an overdose.
I feel like I would definitely know that something wasn't right, but I don't know if I'd be able to say right off the top that I'm overdosing on fentanyl right now.
Law enforcement officials say the presence of fentanyl in cocaine is a growing problem in central Ohio. Figures from Franklin County show 30% of all overdose deaths in the county last year had both cocaine and fentanyl in their system. That's more than double the number of cocaine-fentanyl-related deaths the year before. U.S. Attorney Benjamin Glassman blames a large portion of the increase on Mexican drug cartels trying to get more people addicted to fentanyl through drugs other than heroin.
What we're seeing from a law enforcement perspective is that cartels will deliver large quantities of cocaine and methamphetamine to the people who are otherwise distributing fentanyl and other drugs like that and just say, like, see what you can do with this product.
The problem is that the people using cocaine usually don't suspect it to be laced with a painkiller like fentanyl. Franklin County Chief Deputy Rick Minard said he's seen fentanyl affect unsuspecting people from all backgrounds.
Quite frankly, I've had colleagues, not just from a police standpoint, but just people that we work with, public health and everything. I mean, I've had people approach me in private and say, oh, my God, my kid's, you know, addicted. I don't know where to go for help.
It might cross demographics, but exposure to fentanyl through cocaine is especially problematic for college students like Jordan. Students have for years used prescription stimulants like Adderall to both party and study. U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman said prescriptions for these stimulants are rising in a time when prescriptions for pain relievers are falling.
You have people who may have a possible addiction to a prescription stimulant in much the same way that we had people getting possible addictions to an opioid because of a prescription pain medication.
And just like pill users eventually turning to heroin, Glassman says cash-strapped students addicted to prescription stimulants may eventually turn to street drugs that are cheaper and more potent.
It may well end up for that addict being cheaper, maybe more effective in the sense of getting a more potent high to try to get that same chemical from a street drug like cocaine or methamphetamine.
Jordan, the college student we met earlier, said he started using Adderall to prepare for tests before experimenting with cocaine. Now he says cocaine is easy to get and gives him a better high. He isn't alone in his use of the drug on a college campus. Over 100 doses of the opiate overdose reverser naloxone were administered in the area immediately surrounding Ohio State in 2017. An additional 5 were administered on Ohio State's campus itself, though a spokesman for Ohio State said he could not confirm whether the people who received naloxone were students. Chief Deputy Minard said he's seen fentanyl as a cutting agent for almost every street drug besides marijuana. So it's possible some of these 119 naloxone dosages can be attributed to cocaine laced with fentanyl. For Jordan and other cocaine users like him, he doesn't know where the drugs he and his friends share come from, and more dangerously, what's in them.
That's why the fentanyl thing is so scary, is because you have no idea where anything is sourced from truly, unless you made it yourself.
Abby Vasulis, WOSU News.